AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The coronavirus is widening its presence in the United States. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
We have Oregon's first case of the COVID-19 coronavirus.
The state's health director says like two cases in California, this person has not traveled.
The patient has spent time at the Lake Oswego School District at Forest Hills Elementary School. We're working with the local school officials and the Oregon Department of Education in the response.
There are nearly 65 cases now in the United States. Health Secretary Alex Azar says testing kits are being distributed nationwide. The CDC says normal hygiene, like hand washing, will help reduce the spread. Closed factories, limited travel, and supply shortages tanked stocks again. The Dow lost another 357 points.
The worst week on Wall Street since October 2008 ended with more declines for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. The Dow gave up another 357 points. In 1 week, the Dow lost 3,583 points. It was part of a global sell-off sparked by worries about coronavirus. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tried again to calm jittery investors.
People should not overreact.
In the final 15 minutes of trading, there was a rally of sorts after the Federal Reserve said it stands ready to help the economy if needed. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump took a campaign swing to South Carolina on the eve of the Democratic primary there.
While we're building a great future, the radical left Democrats in Washington are trying to burn it all down.
Next week brings Super Tuesday. Authorities are investigating whether deputies in Los Angeles might have shared graphic photos of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. This is AP News. Prince Harry and Bon Jovi have teamed up in London ahead of the Invictus Games.
The Invictus Games choir was re-recording Bon Jovi's 2019 single Unbroken to benefit the multinational sporting event for sick and injured servicemen. It all started with a letter Bon Jovi wrote to Prince Harry.
I didn't know him. I sort of held up the letter to the wind and said, somebody come and get this. Because I knew that the Invictus Games had a choir. I knew that the lyric could touch a lot of people.
Bon Jovi found the session therapeutic.
And we all had some fun singing.
It's one of the last official engagements by Prince Harry, who is stepping back from royal duties next month. I'm Ed Donahue.
America's longest war may finally be nearing an end. The United States and the Taliban is poised to sign a peace deal Saturday in the Middle East. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will attend. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.